Republicans running for federal office in Connecticut have raised and spent far less money than the Democratic incumbents they hope to unseat. That's according to recent filings with the Federal Elections Commission. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Fourth Congressional District challenger John Chabon, a state representative from Reading, had $40,000 on hand. That was the most money of any of the Connecticut GOP congressional challengers. In comparison, his opponent, Democratic incumbent Jim Himes of Greenwich, had more than $2.2 million. The gap was even wider in all of the other Connecticut congressional districts. In the U.S. Senate race, incumbent Democrat Richard Blumenthal had $5.3 million in the bank, while his GOP opponent, State Representative Dan Carter of Bethel, had less than $70,000. Yukon political scientist Ron Shuren has a theory as to why the Republicans are so far behind.
They ran two millionaires at the top of their ticket in the prior two elections, and those people were largely self-funding. That left the Republican Party out of practice in raising funds. Next, the U.S. Senate nominee, Dan Carter, to this day has name recognition of probably in the low 30s at most, and so that also impedes fundraising.
Shuren says many Connecticut Republican donors may also have shifted their fundraising focus to state Senate races, where they stand a better chance of defeating Democrats. Ebong Udama, WSH News.